This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
We got some surprises coming up today. A couple deliveries for some folks that we will be very happy to see. So, Boomer's birthday, 63 years old, 63 years young, as they say. Boomer Geo coming to you live from the Built Ford Tough studio.
You know, I hate to tell you that what I did yesterday after we played golf, I went into went out to dinner with Sydney, Matt, and the girls.
Oh, that's nice. Right? Very nice. Little boom pa birthday dinner.
Yes, the little one. He goes, You want a cupcake? You want cupcake? I'm like, I said, no, honey, I don't know. Who's going to make the cupcakes? Mommy make the cupcakes.
Oh, very nice.
So I didn't have any cupcakes. But so I go out with them and, you know, talking about, you know, the whole playoff thing in the NHL. And then who comes walking in? The tribe known as the Nelson family.
Oh, Brock Nelson's family, huh?
Oh, man.
Was that planned?
Like a tornado. No.
That was planned. It was just
coincidence. They go to this place, and it's perfect because you go early. There's not a lot of people there, and you can just, you know, just have kids everywhere. And it was great to see all of this happening together. And I'm kind of feeling very uncomfortable. Okay. You know what I'm saying? But just because of the playoffs and everything. And I was just very thankful at that moment that we weren't playing the Islanders in the first round. That, you know, maybe we'll see them in the second round. Maybe they'll see us in the second round. We'll see.
Yeah, I hope so, because that would be tremendous. It'd be good for everything, local bars and the fans, and just would be tremendous. But it's going to be difficult for the Islanders.
Well, everybody, it's difficult for everybody.
Yeah, but you know what I mean.
I know one will be favored and one will be underdog. Yeah, of course.
Yeah, of course. All right, so I wanted to bring this to your attention from last night, and let's say, is this real or not? Well, what do they say in wrestling? Is it a work or is it a shoot? So yesterday at the Empire State Building, two fighters that are having a junior welterweight championship fight at Barclays this weekend on Saturday, Devin Haney and Ryan Garcia in the boxing world is one of the more interesting fights of the year, and they're trying to promote it at the Empire State Building, and Devin Haney and Ryan Garcia are going face-to-face like you see a lot of boxers do, and then Devin Haney ends up like half slapping, half pushing Ryan Garcia in the face, and then they break the whole thing up, and it's all on camera. So Devin Haney and Ryan Garcia are scheduled to throw out the first pitch last night at Citi Field. So it never happens. Now, Chris Mannix of SI, or if SI still exists, but Chris Mannix tweeted out, he covers boxing for them, and he says, he goes, very bizarre scene at Citi Field tonight. He goes, where Devin Haney and Ryan Garcia were scheduled to throw out the first pitch, Mets officials pulled the plug on it after the fighters arrived, I'm told by sources with direct knowledge, because they didn't want to risk an incident on the field. Haney and Garcia will face off Saturday, scuffled at the Empire State Building earlier today. All right, so that's what Chris Mannix said. Ryan Garcia had a different story He was leaving Citi Field last night. He puts the camera on him. He's obviously next to Oscar De La Hoya, who is his manager and promoter, and this is Ryan Garcia from last night as he is exiting Citi Field.
So, guys, the Mets just wasted 3 hours of our life to to say at the end, we can't throw the pitch for whatever reason. There was no reason.
There was no reason.
And they kicked us out for no reason. So, everybody, I'm personally going to say, fuck the Mets. Don't ever go to a fuck the Mets game again. Fuck the Mets.
Wow.
Yeah, so he was pissed off about it, clearly. Now, I've been told that they were not asked to leave. They were not kicked out. They left on their own.
Now, that may be a work.
Yeah.
They may be working that part. When you say you were told, I know contacts that you have.
Yeah.
You trust the contacts?
Oh, 100%, yeah.
So then that would tell me that the Mets expected them to throw out the first pitch.
Yeah, and they were not cooperative, and I think that they were being told they weren't being cooperative, and then they decided to leave on their own. They were not kicked out.
All right, so then this is a work. I'll be totally honest with you. I'm in the sports business. I eat, drink, and sleep reading about all of this stuff. I saw this yesterday, and I said, I didn't even know the two were fighting.
Sure.
I had no idea, and now we're talking about it.
That is correct.
So then, obviously, whatever they're trying to do, whatever Oscar's trying to do to promote this thing, because maybe it's because they're not getting enough buys for it. That's what I'm thinking. I would believe that the Barclays Center is going to be sold out for this fight card.
Oh, yeah. This Barclays Center will be sold out.
Yeah, sold now, out for the
but,
fight card.
But that's
now it's
not
all about, right. Now it's all about selling, you know, the TV spots.
The pay-per-view buys. And I will say, I mean, if that's what now having them have this scuffle at the Empire State Building obviously is going to be a thing that people pay attention to. But if they really did make this whole thing up last night and didn't do the first pitch and left and did this stuff on social media and all that was fake, then good for them because that is smart. I would have never brought it up, but they just threw the first pitch out. They just threw the first pitch out.
But that's the point. Like we would have never even talked about it. But, you know, the video of F the Mets and F this and F that, to me, that's over the top. That is using the Mets platform to promote your fight. And if I were a Met fan, I'd be disgusted by it. I would. I am disgusted by it.
Yeah. And he also was tweeting other stuff other than that video, Ryan Garcia was like, you know, let's go Yankees. And he was tweeting out like the five most embarrassing moments in Mets history and all this stuff. Like,
no, you would think that like, we've actually had Oscar in here, haven't we, Al?
Yes, last year actually at this time.
Yeah. I mean, like, you know, why wouldn't you come in here and just promote it here? Why do you have to go to these lengths to do this if in fact this is what has happened? And I think that's what the Mets are actually saying.
Yeah. I mean, it's a shame because all the Mets were trying to do is, you know, promote the fight, have these guys come in. They were going to host them, and then it turns into this nonsense.
So now I think the Mets have got to, I believe, give out an official statement as to their side of the story because they are being accused of sabotaging throwing out the first pitch.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, so you think, because we talk about like PR and stuff all the time.
Yes.
Do you think that that's even necessary from their part?
It's like with the way that you know social media is, and
yeah,
and how he put out that F this and F the Mets,
and we got kicked out for no reason,
right,
when they chose to leave.
If it's a blatant lie,
yeah.
I think the Mets should just respond saying everything that is in that social media post is a complete and utter lie, and that's not what happened, and we did not say that they couldn't throw out the first pitch.
Right. I think that probably what happened was they came in there, they were probably acting like jerks, Ryan Garcia and his entourage, and the Mets who said, listen, you need to do this, you need to do that. If you're going to cooperate and do this, you got to follow the rules. They weren't. They probably... The Ryan Garcia people didn't like to be told what to do, and then they left after that. So
I just think this all has to do with, and they know whether or not, you know, the place is sold out. They know whether or not the pay per views are bought, and if they're not, they have to do something to try to, you know, gin it up, if you will. And that's what it sounds like to me.
Let's go to Tony in Connecticut. What's going on, Tony?
Hey, good morning. Hey, happy birthday, Boom!
Thanks, Tony.
I wish you many, many more.
Thank you.
Yeah, but Ryan Garcia's been on YouTube, and he was on YouTube about 2 or 3 days ago saying how the ticket sales are so low.
The ticket sales or the pay-per-view buys?
The ticket.
Wow.
tickets and pay-per-view.
That's surprising.
So low.
Well, I mean, I'm not surprised that the pay-per-view buys are down, but I've been to a lot of these fights at Barclays where they don't get a ton of buys, but the place is just absolutely packed because there's a lot of local boxing fans. So if the ticket sales are low in addition to the pay-per-view buys, then they're in big trouble.
Right, and so he's been, you know, Ryan Garcia has been on YouTube for the last couple of months, and he's been acting like, you know, crazy, and he's been doing crazy things, and you know, he tried to come out and say crazy things a couple of months ago about being taken hostage, and he said somebody broke into his house and took him hostage, and he's been doing anything he can to try to build up momentum for the fight, you know, ticket sales.
Yeah, I mean, and that's I get if he wants to do crazy stuff, but let's not make stuff up and drag the Mets through the mud in this for no reason. You know, like, you want to promote the fight, you want to have your little thing up at the Empire State Building, fine. But let's not make up lies about the Mets and do F the Mets this and F the Mets that to get attention, because then people are going to believe that. That to me sucks. That's unfair.
Right. It is unfair. And that's why I think the Mets do have to say something. And according to the people that I know that you know, they are disputing what is being said.
Yeah.
And, you know, the Mets don't deserve this.
No. And to be honest with you, if I'm the Mets, I'm like, I don't even, like, you guys are jerks. People know that you're jerks. And you came in here, anybody who walks out of the stadium and says what you said, I don't know if he could take you seriously. I almost, part of me would be like, I don't even want to release a statement and have to say our side of the story. Like, I don't even want to deal with these idiots anymore. Let's go to Chris in Lakewood, New Jersey. What's going on, Chris?
What's up, guys? Happy birthday, Boomer.
Thank you, Chris. What's happening?
So the other day, I didn't hear about this fight either, but then he married a porn star, Savannah Bond.
Who did?
Like 2 or 3 days ago. Ryan Garcia.
Married a porn star 3 days ago?
Married a porn star, yeah. And then that's how I heard about this fight. Because, you know, I follow her on Instagram. But, you know.
Good for you, Chris, and for admitting that. I mean, a lot of people be like, oh, I just happened to see that, or my friend.
That's how I heard about the fight. That's how I heard about, because they got married.
But, well, what do you like about her?
Oh, look her up, Boomer. She's very voluptuous.
Voluptuous. Oh,
okay, all right.
Savannah Bond. Okay, very good, Chris.
Yeah.
Wow.
All right.
So is that going to help promote the fight?
I guess so. Well, I think.
Is she going to be there?
I'm sure. She's Australian. The Australian porn star, Savannah Bond. I'm not familiar. Al, have you heard of this one?
I do not know this one. I only know really the 1990s porn stars.
Like Jenna Jameson.
Yeah, she's probably the last one whose name I'm familiar with.
Yeah, that's the only one. I mean, I'm not trying to be coy here. I can't remember.
There's just so many women in pornography now that they're not like celebrities like they used to be.
Yeah. Well, then you always hear about Stormy Daniels now because of the Trump stuff.
Right.
That pops into my mind. But she wasn't very popular prior to that, was she?
Not that I'm aware of.
There's got to be others that were missing. But Jenna Jameson was the one. She was the one that everybody talked about for years.
The one that that Mia Khalifa won, and she get involved whole Gaza and the Israeli situation.
Porn star politics.
Yes,
on the
exactly.
Fan. Is that what you're going to label the podcast?
I could, yeah.
Put it up there, porn star politics.
Yep.
Let's see here. Yeah, there she is.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Did you see this?
She's bigger than he is.
This one is earlier this year, Garcia was dating Australian. He loves the Australians. Australian social media influencer, Michaela Testa.
Okay.
Who is...
He's got an interesting life, that's for sure.
Yeah, that is true. But if, I mean, you want to...
So now, we've just talked about his boxing match for the last 20 minutes.
That is true. And because they dragged the Mets into it. So it's smart. But I mean, to be honest with you, I felt the need to, if this was not true, to throw that out there. Like, the Mets didn't do anything wrong here. And this guy's on social media with millions of views of him saying, F the Mets, they kicked us out. It's all bullcrap.
I'm sure somebody over there at the Mets were following them and their appearance at the Empire State Building. So if they saw this issue happen there, you would think that they would reach out and say, hey, we good here? Everybody good to come here?
Right.
So if you do come here, this is what you got to do. This is the way we work it.
All right, Boomer and G.
It feels, as you would put it, as a work.
As a work, yes, certainly.
And they drag the Mets into it, which really sucks.
Which is unfair, especially because things are going well for the Mets right now, too.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. We are celebrating Boomer's birthday today. Apparently, there's a delivery coming up shortly.
Happy birthday, nice. Boom!
And then there is another one an hour after that.
Wow.
And then I believe 9 o'clock, maybe there's something else that's in in a refrigerator and or freezer here at work. We could maybe hand you that maybe a little bit later. So you got a lot of stuff coming, Boomer. So, and you know, you're complaining that we don't do anything for you.
Sounds like a lot's been done.
Yeah, sounds like a ton's been done.
I'm just saying, like, we could have went fishing today. We could have went to a baseball game.
All right, fine. You want to go fishing?
Let's go. No, I can't. I'm too busy.
Oh, okay, sure.
I did invite you to a future Mets game of your choice.
Yes, you did.
And you turned me down.
I didn't turn you down. I just said, I'll get the better tickets.
Yeah, but then I'm not taking you then.
Exactly.
It's got to be me buying the tickets and me buying you your beer. And
didn't you go to the game with us last year?
I can't afford those tickets.
Yeah, I can get those tickets.
All right. Then if you get those tickets,
yeah,
I'll go.
Right.
But I buy the food and the drink.
Everything.
Fair.
Fine.
A premium Italian sausage.
That, yes, and 24-ounce beers. Let's go.
Let's go to Eddie in Westchester. What's going on, Eddie?
Hey, Boom, just wondering, I was filling out my Social Security information. When are you going to collect yours?
Oh, my God. You know, Eddie, that's not nice.
It's a good question. You go early or do you
I'm not going early. I'm going. Because I'm going to take it all the way. Yeah, I'm going to take it all the way to the end.
Different schools of thought, though. Some will say take it as soon as you can.
Same thing with my retirement. I know.
I'm taking it as soon as I can.
As long as I'm making money and having a job and everything's good, I'll just keep pushing it off, and then get more money at the end of it.
So that's the way it works. So you get, the longer you push it off, the more money
unless
you get.
Unless the whole thing goes bankrupt and collapses. Well,
right, that's what I mean. If
morons running the whole thing.
If you take it right away, then you're in the mix. You're already starting. Mix, yes. Yeah.
I also feel like they've been saying this since we're 9 years old, that Social Security is going to be gone.
You know what they should do? When you fully retire, let's say it's at an age of 65, and you've put in this amount of money, they should write that check back to you.
I agree. Yes.
Oh, my God. How great would that be?
That would be great, considering how much money I put in.
All right, Jerry, what do you got over there, man?
Brought to you by the Farmer's Dog, fresh human-grade dog food delivered right to your door. We're going to get to the Mets and the Pirates because the Mets are rolling a little bit here as they can go for a sweep this afternoon. Last night, a 3-run seventh inning and a win over the Pirates.
Wendell down third, 2-2 pitch. McNeil pops one in the sky down the left field line, falling fast, base hit in the left field. Wendell scores from third. McNeil heading to second base with a stand-up double.
And a 3-1 Mets lead. That was Keith Rad with the call.
By the way, I know why the balk happened.
Yeah, I do too, but I just didn't think that was a balk.
Yeah, well, my man Carl Reuter, you know, made sure that I knew what it was. It was because the pitch clock and the pitcher hadn't engaged with the batter in the proper time.
How about that?
See, I thought they dispelled that notion. They said that.
That's what Carl Reuter is telling me, and I trust Carl Reuter.
Yeah, I love Carl. But I went back
told me.
I went back and watched it again.
Are you questioning the great Carl Reuter?
No, I'm questioning what I watched then.
Okay.
Because what I watched was they mentioned that on the broadcast, and then they pointed out the flinch before he got set.
I saw the flinch.
Right.
Usually when the guy flinches, that's a balk.
But usually when he's in the set position.
Right, but
you
got
to engage. But I thought you had to engage before the 8 second.
It looked to me like he's engaged right there, right?
He is engaged, absolutely. And it's the other angle shows him flinch, but I thought before you're set, you can flip, but whatever. Right. It doesn't matter. It does matter because it brought in the go-ahead run.
Well, yeah, that sounds like you're questioning Carl Reuter.
No.
That's what it sounds like to me.
All right, I'm questioning Carl Reuter. Fine. Here's Reed Garrett. He got the win in relief of Jose Quintana.
Well, I think we all are doing everything we can. I think we all hype each other up. We're all there to pick each other up, whether like you're out there and somebody leaves a guy on and behind you and going to leave that guy out there.
He was tremendous.
So you know the Jingle Man, Real Black 14,
yes,
who played his stuff. He's really become the new Al Dukes because he's putting out stuff constantly.
Mm-hmm. No, Al's just totally shut that part of his life down.
He's smart because he knows Al's gone in 5 years.
Maybe. But he actually, Al, you have the Reed Garrett one that's up there he just put out. He did a Reed Garrett song.
Wow.
Last night. So you want to rate this one?
Yeah.
See where it is. Let's
spike it.
Oh, you got to get your pitching right. Reed Garrett got the pen tonight. A four seam that's pitched just right. With the slider down and
I like it too.
Very
good. He's doing the country voice too as well.
Keep that one.
Yeah, yeah.
But that's not hummable at all.
If I asked you
20 minutes what it was, you wouldn't even.
Oh, I don't know what the song is. I've not.
You don't know that song?
No, I'm saying you wouldn't even be able to tell me what he just sang.
No, just the country stuff.
Well, I mean, you are the author of Beat Tom Brady, right?
Right. Yeah, I did have a big hit.
Big hit.
If you put that out there
and then you have writer's block now, what's going on with you?
No, I'm like Billy Joel. It's like I did so many. I peaked.
If you put out Beat Tom Brady on Apple Music or Spotify, do you think you could get like 500,000?
No.
And you wouldn't be allowed to, right? You'd have to get permission?
Yeah, because it's not my music.
Right.
I think you'd get like 100,000. I think you could.
Maybe back when it happened.
Yeah, not now.
Right, Tom Brady's been retired a couple of years now. That's a very good point.
It was really a Rex Ryan song, believe it or not. That was really like a song about Rex Ryan.
But the hook was
beating Tom Brady.
I like this. So BT and Sal were talking Mets yesterday.
Get out of here.
Really? They're still talking baseball?
They talk baseball. Yep. They love baseball. And this is classic Sal.
How many of the current Mets, the Mets that played last night, how many of those Mets do you think are in the opening day lineup? And there's a reason why I'm doing this. Not next year, the year after. In 2 years. And I'm going to tell you who these Mets are in a second. It's a tough question, isn't it?
Say this again?
What?
Did you ask me a question yet?
Yes.
What is it?
What?
They're getting along just fine.
Long build up.
Oh, wow.
He's asking it in two different ways.
I mean,
what's this now?
I love BT, but like how many guys in the current team are going to be on the opening day roster in 2 years?
Yeah, he was trying to make a point that the core of the team are not the ones right now doing the bulk of the damage offensively. That it's the Joey Wendells, it's the Starling Martes.
DJ
he was getting
Stewart,
to a longer point, but the better part was Sal not even paying attention.
What?
Which is pretty funny. BT's Yankees not doing so good these days.
The 1-1 pitch. Runner goes from first. The pitch high and away. Trevino's throw to second to tag it. The ball gets out of the glove of Torres, and that's going to allow the runner from third, Clement, to score from home.
And I think it was Torres that was given the error. I don't think that was on Trevino. That would be Torres for not being able to hold on to the ball. A run scores there. Yankees would wind up losing to the Blue Jays 5-4. They trailed 5-1, scored a few, but couldn't get all the way back.
Vlad the IKF revenge tour.
Isaiah Kanafalefa. There was a great play in that game that he was involved in early with a deflected ball off of Guerrero's glove and then to Kikuchi. Here was Gleyber Torres. What happened on that throwdown?
No, I'm just right to talk. I think the moment Kiner go with me and the same ball and the glove. And just fell there was.
Couldn't hold on to it. So the Yankees 12-6, having lost three in a row. The Blue Jays now, a couple of games over 500 with these two wins over the Yankees. They are 10-8. You got Marcus Stroman, Kevin Gausman tonight on the fair, rather this afternoon at 3:05 on the fan later today with, Stroman. I just said that. Carlos Rodon suffered the loss for the Yankees yesterday. This is interesting. So Seth Lugo pitches for the Royals. They beat the White Sox a couple of days ago. The White Sox are brutal. They're 2-14. Ozzie Guillen does post-game stuff for the White Sox. So he points out how, yeah, Seth Lugo got the win. That's all good. But he's essentially mocking Chicago's offense, telling a story how pitchers actually want to face the White Sox rather than anybody else right now.
Lugo threw the ball pretty good, but it seemed like everybody pitched against the White Sox. What I told you in the fifth inning is that if I was a pitcher, I'd say, Skip, can you skip me? I want to face the White Sox.
They're free swinging.
They're
maybe?
Just bad. I mean, the batting averages are atrocious. Me and Al were going over a couple of them this morning because he mentioned Oz. Why'd you mention the White Sox?
Because they've been shut out six times already.
That's right.
And we love Ozzie Guillen, right? You love
we
him.
Do.
That's your guy.
I love Ozzie Guillen.
Yeah.
We do like Ozzie Guillen.
Sounds like it is.
So they've had a tough go of it. The Lakers are in the seventh seed in the West. They beat the Pelicans 110-106. That's one part of the story. They'll take on Denver in the first round of the playoffs. The other was the fact that Zion Williamson was having a killer of a night. 40 points, 11 rebounds. Yet with 3 minutes to go, had to come out of the game. And then the announcers on TV realized very quickly, he's going back in the game.
Zion is playing the game of his life, and he's going to be out for the final 3 minutes unless something happens.
And nothing happens. And he was out for the rest of the game, and the Pelicans couldn't beat the Lakers with him on the bench and in the locker room. Here was Willie Green, their head coach, knew it was a killer.
It was tough. It was tough to see him go down. You know, we're all praying and hoping that he's okay, but he was battling, he was going, and the team was right there with him. So it's tough. We'll see what happens, and we'll go from there.
So what's going to happen
dare
now?
Dare I say a microcosm of his entire career.
I couldn't agree with you more, because he was really good last night. So New Orleans will now play Sacramento for the eighth seed. The Kings dismantled the Warriors, 118-94. Keegan Murray had 32 in this game. Steph Curry says nothing but credit to them.
Sacramento played unbelievable tonight. They played aggressive, and you know, Keegan's making shots. The Fox is creating.
That's the Aaron Fox, as they played well. Now, Murray says, all well and good, but what's next for us? And the Pelicans is a team that has whooped us five times this year, 0-5 against them. I went and looked at some of the scores. There's a couple of close ones, but they also lost 133-100. There was another 30-point loss in there as well. So here was Murray.
Yeah, you don't talk about a monkey on our back. The New Orleans, they've had our number the whole year. So we gotta figure a way how to contain them, contain their main guys, contain guys like CJ, and guys coming off their bench. So.
Right, well, it might not be Zion, because who knows if he's going to be able to play. So that's the West. Here's the East story. Knicks will get the winner of the Heat and 76ers tonight. Fair to say, Charles Barkley on TNT. Not a believer in the Knicks like Shaq seems to be.
Oh, Shaq's come around now?
Remember I played that last week where Shaq said the next best team in the East is the Knicks?
Yeah, but then again,
he hated to say it.
But wait, but right after that, Charles Barkley said, but if they play the Pacers in the first round, they're going to lose. And Shaq goes, I agree with you.
No, I didn't see that part. I only had the part where he was talking about the Knicks are the second best team.
He's a hater, too.
Mm. Yeah, well, he is, because he said he hated to say the Knicks. So who knows? Here was Barkley.
If I'm Joel Embiid, I'm having a team meeting. Guys, we got to win one game at home. Everything's working out perfectly. When you look at the brackets, the Knicks losing Randall, we gonna beat the Knicks. All we gotta do is win this one game. We get the Knicks. We gonna beat the Knicks.
Okay, we'll see.
I mean, I don't know if these guys are doing this to get this fan base that has been activated for the first time in a very long time pissed off. I mean, I don't know if that's. This is the pot stirring or trolling or whatever, but man, they just, and you would think that those guys, old school basketball
would
guys,
love the Knicks,
would
right?
Love this team.
Yep.
But instead, all they do is just crap all over them.
Mm-hmm. And then you got the Hawks in Chicago in the 9-10 matchup on the Nightcap podcast.
Yeah.
Shannon Sharp and Chad Ochocinco were talking some football. In this clip, Shannon's telling Ocho about Cooper Kupp cutting out some crap in his diet.
There you go, Cooper.
Don't even.
He said, I'm going to try it out. I'm going to try to go with no fast food.
If his numbers are not reflective of what they were last year, it's because of the goddamn nutrition.
So numbers is the key.
Yep, because when it's time to get paid, they're going to use the numbers. When you was eating McDonald's, the numbers was astronomical.
And so he says, keep eating the McDonald's. Changing your diet is stupid.
He might have a better season.
No, you wouldn't have had a better season. You got all these boys eating like goddamn rabbits, playing a goddamn barbaric sport, and wonder why your body goddamn breaking down and ain't nobody even touch you. Oh, you got to eat this, and you got to eat this, right? And it help with performance, it help with explosion, and all this other stuff, and you're pulling this, and you're pulling that. Man, please.
Eating rabbits? No, eating like rabbits.
Oh, eating like rabbits.
Yeah, okay. Not eating rabbits.
What is he doing? But I tell you, if I was McDonald's, I would hire him immediately. He's talked about them for decades.
I know. I mean, they're synonymous with one another.
Yes.
Did he ever do a commercial back in the day for them?
Boomer, did he? I don't know.
Yeah, he might have done something locally. You never know.
Maybe.
I mean, it was like Marshawn Lynch and Skittles.
Yeah, but they actually hired him.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I don't think McDonald's has paid Ocho. They should. The Islanders close out the regular season at home against the Penguins. Then, of course, they're on to the postseason against the Hurricanes.
That game means nothing tonight.
I know. It's just basically don't get hurt, essentially. Yep. And the Rangers, we found out, will play the Capitals in the first round. And in the famous words of Tracy Burgess, I'll leave you with this. So if there was a business that was named Greg Giannotti Industries,
yeah,
they'd be pretty cool to walk around, right?
Sure, they'd have business cards and everything.
Didn't go so good for this specific guy. This story from WPTV.
Out of a random guy arrested in St. Louis for trespassing. But when your name is Budweiser, no kidding, and you're arrested for trespassing at the Budweiser Brewery, no kidding, it becomes a little more interesting. He is 19 years old and was taken into custody.
That's kind of fun. His name is Budweiser.
It's a joke, okay? So it's not Budweiser. You know, you want to do the joke. It is a real name? Oh, I didn't realize that. See, I knew him as Bud Robert Weiser. I didn't know Bud Weiser. Okay, so I just... Because on his baseball reference page, it's Bud Robert Weiser.
Oh, that's great.
Okay, we're back.
What was the one that got Eddie? Was it the... Was it alcoholic? Was the
oh, yeah.
The
that winner? Was, Eddie Cohen.
The Mets extra.
Yeah, right. Congratulations to alcoholic. I got Anne Ligori with Baba Booey once, too. Bob, and then A-B-U-E-Y.
Bob Abooey.
Yeah. Congratulations to Bob Abooey. Yeah.
Gabe Athouse.
You know, no wonder why Anne Ligori is a little curt with you with our interview last weekend.
She was not curt with me, trust me.
I kind of felt like it was.
Oh, you really? I could show you the text messages afterwards.
Okay.
Although she was pleasant.
Tongue bath time. There was no Kurt. I love Anne. Yeah. We're both going into the Suffolk County Sports Hall of Fame along with you.
It's a big day.
Yes. Well, you've been in there for many years.
Same night, same dinner?
Yeah, same dinner.
Nice.
All right, Boomer and Gio on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. So I saw that Big Mike Francesa was on with Dog and High Heat, and they were talking about John Sterling. And, of course, they were just taking credit for John Sterling's success the entire time.
What?
You know, what really got this thought at Dog was us playing those calls, okay? So, I mean, you know, John, he was good. He did his stuff. But, you know, that burn, baby, burn, and the burnie goes boom. You know, once we played that over and over again, and you, Dog, hammering those calls over and over again, that's what really got John started, and then they became a showman after that.
So I mean, listen, he gave John plenty of credit, but he definitely snuck in there.
There is a bit of truth to that during the whole run in '96.
I understand that they played the calls, but I mean, it's one thing to be like, we loved his calls so much, we played him as much as possible. And we love John, too.
You know, the reason why he's so popular is because of us. You know, like, let someone else say that. You can say it.
They were a contributing factor.
Hey, I there were a lot of people I remember that didn't like any of those calls, that they thought that it was farcical. Absolutely. And that he was making a about himself as opposed to the actual game.
Yeah.
You know, there are so many other announcers that have done games that people love, but... For me, anyway, John was entertaining. That's what I found him to be, entertaining and really into it.
Of course, and I think that maybe in the beginning people didn't love it because it was the Yankees and all of this stuff. By the end, I mean, there were very few people who didn't like it because he did, every year that went by, he became more and more lovable. And he's just really good, too, on top of it. You know,
especially when he was able to see.
Yeah, that helps.
Right? And, you know, when he got hit with the baseball last year, that was a moment I think we all kind of, we chuckled a little bit, but we also felt bad for the older guy.
Ow. No, he was fine. Got right back on the horse, man.
Exactly. He was like a hockey player.
Yeah.
If that were one of the Yankees, it would have been out for 6 weeks.
Exactly. He just like spit his teeth out and got out there for his next shift.
Ow. Ow.
Ow.
And captured on Sterling cam.
That's right. It was.
And that, I mean, who ended up putting up the Sterling cam? See, to me, that was a great idea.
Yeah, it was Spike and Izzo.
That was Spike and Izzo, see?
Yeah. I don't know. Did they do it at all this year? I don't remember seeing it.
I did see one very early on.
Nice. Yeah, no,
that was a brilliant idea by Spike and Izzo.
Yeah, and Hurley said he's going to do shackle surveillance now. It's going to be the next thing.
Shackle surveillance.
Yeah, so we'll have a camera on Justin Shackle. Get all his very famous calls out there on social media. And then after that, be the Babari Bourgeois. That'll be up there as well. Right on X. Mike in Manalapan, what's going on, Mike? How are you, man?
Boomer and Geo, you too, window throwing, motorboat, snow blowing, son of a bitches. Oh, yeah.
Happy us, baby.
Yeah.
Did you guys look on Savannah Bond's page yet?
I did, yes.
Yes.
You did, huh?
Yeah, very big ass.
Gio, I see you going to the dump button already. Don't go there yet. I X'd out, so I'm treading a little water here. You know what I'm saying?
No. It was all good. Yeah. I mean, I'm not going to lie about it. When the guy brought up Savannah Bond,
you had to see what she looked like.
Brian Garcia.
Very large breasts.
You can't do that. That's where we can't do.
That guy's the worst caller. I can't believe I even picked that up.
He did dump that, right?
Yeah, because it's just stupid. And he's now banned.
Oh, wow.
I actually laughed pretty hard at that.
Yeah, but
he's a terrible caller.
Let's be honest. You can't do that. I thought he was going to do a happy birthday thing.
He doesn't do anything other than smoke out some bitch. This is just so lame. Normally, I try to ignore his calls. I accidentally picked it up.
Oh, this was an accident?
Yeah, accidental.
Oh, I've
caller
had a couple
ID
of those.
Failed me.
Yeah. I mean, if you want to say, hey, did you look up the Instagram? Yeah, sure. We looked up the Instagram. But then, like, he just kept going and going and going.
Well, you know he's going to do that.
No, I didn't know that. I mean, he's never gone. Never once has he been a dump butt.
He's like, if Andrew Dice Clay was really terrible, that's this guy.
Right. Like Andrew Dice Clay after an accident. You know,
like Andrew Dice Clay got popular, so then a bunch of guys tried to do imitations of Andrew Dice Clay and were terrible at it.
But you guys met him. I didn't meet him. You liked him when you met him, right? Was he a nice guy?
Yeah, and then he gave us those vests that I brought in.
He was good. I mean, but he's not doing his act. But,
so it's an act. You're telling me he does not like that all the time.
Well, you know, as early in the morning, interviews are tough. For those guys who like to work late at night and just start ripping it up.
Hey, sure.
Hey, everyone. Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us, and your favorite team is now gearing up for week 1. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.